Blog Talk Radio.
John Talk Radio. This is our October the 10th, 2015 show. My special guest tonight is Rachel London. Rachel, welcome to the show. Are you there? Hi, Rachel.
Hey, John, it's Chip. I had her here. I will call her back, and I don't know what happened. She was just here a second ago.
Oh, no problem. We'll be here. So
give me about 1 minute there. Hello, Radio Land. But, yes, we'll get your host right back up. Give me 1 minute, and we'll be right back.
Thanks a lot, Chip.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
And this is a beautiful Saturday. I know that we do this show every Saturday, and I just really enjoy doing this with independent musicians. I think it's awesome. I want to just thank everybody that listens, because all you're doing is supporting these independent musicians. Now, tonight's guest is Rachel London. Rachel will be right back. She is in Florida, and her management group is in California, so they're bringing her in to the show tonight. And we're going to talk. The show is a half an hour show tonight. And but one of the things that's so cool is getting to know all these different musicians. Let's see if we have Rachel. Hello, Rachel. Are we okay? We'll wait till we get her on. Our guest is Rachel London, and she will be calling in here in a second. Her website is rachellondonmusic.com, and we started today's show off with Runnin'. It's her new single. And we will be talking to Rachel in just a minute. Things that are coming up on John Talk Radio, we've got a busy schedule, a lot of groups scheduled all the way through January and into February of next year. One of the things that we have that will be exciting is I think we might This is John. Do I have Rachel?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I think I lost you for a second there.
Yeah, not a problem. It happens. It's the world of technology.
Indeed. I know. Yeah. I'm like, you're like, and now, like, the song's coming to a close. I'm like, no, I was there just a second ago.
Oh, I've had some interesting things. I mean, I work, this is a this show is my passion. I've been doing this since 2008 and been
in inter- cool.
Yeah, interviewing independent musicians from all over the world. And I just started it, Rachel, because of my love for music. And I thought, I don't think there's enough publicity for all this great music. And people kind of tune in to the radio and they hear select things. I mean, I know there's a lot of pros and cons about, you know, the music industry today and the music that people hear. And I thought, you know, there's so much good music out there, unbelievably, from all over the place. And when the internet kind of broke that loose, you know, it's like, I remember, you know, listening on the radio for a song to come on. And, you know, it was like, wow, it was so great when it would come on, but I could wait hours and hours and hours. Now everything's changed. And I really appreciate, you know, the fact that you're on and that, you know, to meet you and to talk about your music. So let's awesome. Talk about the single Runnin'. We just played it, and it's such a cool song. You know, I'm dancing around in my little office here, so you know that's a good
dance
thing.
Dance party, woo!
Yeah, with just me and the dogs. That's a good one. But
me and my dog too. We're having our little dance party here.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm glad there's no video for my side of it, but. What I'd like to talk about is, you know, I want people to know about you and the short time that we have tonight, and you know, what it's taken for you, you know, to be where you are today, and what you know, maybe a little background and like, did you grow up in a musical family? How did you get interested in music as a career?
So I mean, you touched on a lot of really great things. It's so interesting, the landscape that we have now for music. And sometimes people will say to me like, oh, this is a great song, or even this is a hit, put it on YouTube. And I think to myself, like, probably not the best, you know, game plan long-term, because there is so much great stuff now, it's hard for independent music to really get through. And so, you know, you being able to showcase independent music, independent musicians, and really start that conversation and you know, and help people gain a little bit of leverage in regard to publicity is really cool. That's a really nice gift to be able to give to musicians that you believe
Thanks.
In. And so thank you so much for having me and for doing that. And
it's great to have you on.
Yeah, so it's hard to kind of to penetrate through a lot of that noise. And and the industry itself is a tricky one. And I think most people know that, and people will say like, oh, well, you chose probably like the hardest business to be in, the hardest industry. Like, how's that going for you? You know? And sometimes that has these amazing highs, and sometimes that has some crazy lows too. And fortunately, as an artist, that's kind of what I thrive on, and then I write about it, and I can put all of my emotions about whatever's going on in my life into my music. So that's, yeah. And as far as a little bit of background, how I got into music, while I do have an artistic family, painters, sculptors, it wasn't really musicians. And actually, I started as a child doing musical theater, and I just was, I was a ham from a very early age. I put me up on that stage. If I can't walk across it yet, I will crawl across that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's just like we look back on our lives and we can kind of tap into this like childlike innocence and purity about, you know, who we thought we were going to be when we grew up, or what felt just naturally really good, or what came naturally to us. And when I had this period of time in my life where, you know, it's like you grow up and it's like, well, now you're grown up and you're supposed to do all of these things. And I always just kind of had this, you know, music and words and connection and all of these things that were on my heart, and I wanted to get it out there. But anyway, it just, I think it's really important to kind of, like, feel that pull sometimes, because there's a clear picture of something in your personality that came through as a child. And to me, you know, that's something that's been constant. And at some point it was just not something I could ignore anymore. And so it is, you know, it's a blessing and it's a curse to be, to decide to have this lifestyle sometimes, you know, but I love it, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So
yeah, that's a really cool thing, because when you talk about that, a lot of people that I talk to, I don't know if it's a lot, but several other groups and bands and people have waited a long time, and they've gotten into it, and they've done okay. But when I look at it, you know, when you have that passion and you want to follow your heart to what you want to do, I think it's one of the coolest things ever, because a lot of people don't have the courage to do that. And,
yeah,
you know, they may think, well, you know, maybe I should just sing on the weekends and, you know, do this and do that. And I think it's one of those things, Rachel, that I encounter that a lot right now, where people come to a point where, you know, music is this, like you said, it's a fairly risky career, but it's one of those things where if you're doing something you love, you can't beat that.
Right. Beat
that. There's
right.
Nothing better yep. than that. So it's like you can't
exactly.
have a bad
and even,
day.
I think early on I kind of had this idea of like music needed to be this thing for me. And I was just having a conversation with a friend the other day. You know, I thought, well, because I also did TV and film acting, and I thought to myself, when I'm a SAG actress, I will be happy. Like, that's what's going to make me happy. And then it was like, well, when I book, you know, like a recurring role, then I'll be happy. And when I book like a major studio film, then I'll be happy. Or with music, when I start getting recognized by major labels and I start having major label meetings, then I'll be happy. When I have distribution through a major label, then I'll be happy. And it's funny because all of those things happened, and that none of that is what ultimately made me happy. What makes me happy is the little moments of being in a studio with someone, just, you know, experiencing the power of creation, sitting at my piano, experiencing that authentic connection to self, standing on a stage, looking a stranger in the eyes as I'm singing something incredibly intimate, having this, like, you know, like more of a soul connection to a stranger, because, you know, it's like those are the moments that make you happy. That's what makes it worth it. And so instead of having music, like, I needed it to be this thing for me. And I think that can be really dangerous as an artist. And I kind of let that go to an extent. And now it's much more about letting, you know, that parallel between the evolution of self and sound find a happy marriage. And so as I continue to evolve, I've let it, you know, it doesn't have to be this thing. And a lot of you know, I have an upcoming EP that I'll be releasing early January. And it's kind of a different sound. Like Runnin' is this monster song, sonically speaking. And the EP is, it's a little more raw. It's a little more vulnerable. It's a little more, like the lyrics are not that Runnin', you know, I mean, it definitely came from an authentic place, the lyrics, but it's just, I let whatever it was, like, I let put my heart on my sleeve in the new song. So, and it's taking that pressure off of oneself. I think it's so freeing. It's freeing to do what you love, and it's freeing to protect it and keep it something you love.
Well, when I've asked that question, Rachel, about why people do what they do, why people, you know, I've talked to people that have had number one records. I've talked to people that I love doing this. I've talked to a bar band that I went to a bachelor party, and these guys play country western covers on the weekends. And to me, there's not that much of a division between the two. Mm-hmm. They both did it because, and I asked both of them, or you know, several people that same question, and they answer what you did. It's like they love that response that they get back from people. It's like when somebody connects with their music that they created, then it's like the biggest high you could ever have. And
it really
It's
a soul connection to somebody else. Like, that's so cool.
Well, you know, let's talk a minute about the creation piece, because, you know, on the show I've talked to I love to talk about, like, music theory and how that they use this in school. And a lot of times right now, like, I've talked about my daughter being a social worker, and I've talked to educators and how they're working with kids to that are having some troubles with life or with school or whatever, and how they're using art and music and that creative ability to open up these kids. And I think it's one of the coolest things that has ever happened. You know, you try to beat them down with, like, you know, the normal education part, but then you find out that, you know, maybe that doesn't work for everybody. So with these kids, like, okay, sing a song or write a song or do something cool like that. Have you found that when you were growing up like that, Rachel, that helped you a lot? Because I think that when people start to create, and, you know, we're going to talk about your songwriting here in a minute, but that just kind of opens up something within that person that gives them self-confidence and helps them to find who they really should be in the world.
Yeah, I don't think I would have or would be currently surviving without my creative outlets. And I think that it's a beautiful way to ask someone to probe a little more deeply, to share of themselves a little more deeply. And there's a really healing quality about music, particularly being engaged in that and knowing that you have that outlet, and it becomes something that's both you and much bigger than you. And, if, you know, for, I mean, that's beautiful that your daughter is doing work with that. And I'm definitely not surprised to hear that they're having a lot of successes. And I know that's why people get really riled up about, you know, when they cut funding from schools to cut the creative programs. And that's not the main priority. And sometimes to me, I think, you know, going through school, the last thing I wanted was the math classes, because you know, that's not how my brain works. But if you give me a creative writing class, then great, I'm in. If you want to give me, you know, I want to sing in the choir and, like, let that help me build my confidence, or I can stand on a stage in front of other people and sing for them, that's going to really build, that's character building stuff. And that is what you need to face life head on. I think to be able to authentically express and to be self-aware, which, you know, creating music, being involved in creative projects helps with those things. I think that's really vital for just the health of, you know, health and sanity of people as they face the world.
Yeah, I agree. Now, when was your first experience with songwriting?
I mean, probably really early on. I always had a journal, and that's really where my stuff comes from. It's whatever's going on in my life, whatever's on my mind and my heart, that's what comes out into the music, and that's what inspires me. And a lot of times, I mean, since I was a really little kid, I would almost hear my feelings. I would hear it in melodic form, and even the way I speak to people sometimes in my life currently when I'm trying to express myself, it comes out, you know, it seems like I'm being very intense or dramatic or something, but it's because it comes out in this sort of more poetic format. And so that's, you know, it's always been a natural thing for me. And it started very early on, and I didn't really know what to do with it. I just sort of was like, oh, this is how I am. I didn't know that it was really a skill. I just thought that was part of who I was, and that was probably natural for most people. And I started writing lots of things, and I would have no structure. It mostly would end up being, like I said, journal entries and a lot of poetry. And then I started meeting with some people who worked in music, and I would say, hey, you know, I kind of have some ideas for some songs or something.
Yep.
You know, do you think you could maybe listen? And they would sit down and they would say, hey, like, you know, actually there's this thing that you should probably kind of think about, which is the structure. You want to say things, you know, you have to think about the words you're using to make the points. You can't be, you know, you can't use every word that you would maybe use in your poems. And that was, you know, that was probably when I was like late teens, is kind of when I really started thinking about like the structure of songwriting, the meat and the grit of songwriting. And so marrying the two for me, between just like that emotional outlet, the poetic nature of it, and then having it sort of like reeled back in and put into a format, is, and having that structure, is really good for me. I love being able to do that, and it's a challenge and one that I really enjoy.
Did you ever find it difficult, Rachel, to in your journal or in your poetry, or what really would be significant in songwriting, to talk about personal things? Because to me, that's the most interesting part about listening to someone's song, is connecting with them and learning about their life or their experiences that I wouldn't know any other way, you know, to do that.
Yeah.
But has that always been easy for you to do that? Because sometimes, you know, songwriters can lay some pretty heavy stuff out there, and you're thinking,
yeah,
gosh, I don't want people to like judge me because of anything.
All right.
But, yeah. How has that always been easy or hard, or?
You know what? It's kind of always been easy for me, because that's kind of just how I am. I've always sort of been like, this is who I am, take it or leave it. Like, I want to wear my heart on my sleeve. And sometimes that isn't always the wisest thing to do. And like, I, you know, should protect myself, and I've learned to be more discerning. But it's actually been something that I really enjoy, because I think that having that vulnerability and kind of taking the reins and saying like, hey, vulnerability is strength, and we all are experiencing similar, you know, universal emotions. And if I can start the conversation, whether that's really a conversation or that's through music, then it's going to help people, you know, open up and do the same thing. And then that's where, you know, like all of the walls that we put up are all of a sudden gone. Once you take that step and you do it first, it allows other people to connect more to their authentic selves and to want to be that and to bring that part of themselves forward and then to connect from that level. And so I think that's always been one of my favorite things, is to see how I have, you know, and we all have the power to really inspire each other by just being authentic and being vulnerable and being expressive. And but I love that. And that's always been something pretty easy for me, even if that kind of leaves the door open for me to get hurt a lot of times. Again, if I do get hurt, then I put it right back into a song, you know?
Yeah, that's really good. My guest is Rachel London, and her website is rachellondonmusic.com. We started off the show with running her new single, which you can get on iTunes. And I want to make sure, we only have just a few minutes left, Rachel, that what else is going on in your projects? I know that you've got the single out. You've got the EP coming out in January. Would you like to talk about anything else that's going on in your career so I don't forget it?
I mean, that's pretty much it. I've been really excited about the response from Run-In. We've had some terrestrial radio, we've had internet radio, we've had a lot of heat on it with different reviews, and I've just, it's been nice to really get it out there, and I'm really grateful for the support that we've had on it, and I look forward to it continuing to grow. And as that continues to grow, I look forward to the process of starting to release some of the new material from the upcoming EP. And one of the things I'm really excited about on the EP is Ryan Hadlock, who is the Grammy-nominated producer for the Lumineers album, who's currently been working with Vance Joy and Benny Blanco. He will be producing the single from the EP. So I'm really excited about that because I think it's going to give it some good legs to really run on. And I am really excited about that song. I wrote it with a good friend of mine, and you know, it's just one of those things where you have this little magical moment, and the whole EP was about creating these magical moments with people I love writing with, Timothy Daniels, Markeen Chan, and it's, you know, there's nothing for me, like those are my favorite things, and so there's nothing greater than that, and I'm just really excited to share those songs and further connect with people.
Are you planning on any kind of tour or live shows?
Yeah, I'll be starting in Los Angeles, kind of based between Miami and Los Angeles. So I'm going to do some East Coast stuff, some West Coast stuff, and let the chips kind of fall as they will from there. But if anyone is interested in connecting, I'm very active on social media and on my website. So if anyone wants to keep in touch and find out more about tour dates, early January and early 2016, that's the best way to do it.
Well, Rachel, it's been great talking to you. We'll have to do another show. There's no doubt about it. And when the EP comes out, we'll get together, a contact chip, or you can, and we'll have you back on. We'll feature the EP and play it. I just love doing that. I think it's one of the coolest things. So people can, it's kind of like the director's cut, you know, you listen to the music and then you can hear people, oh, this is the song that, you know, this guy was on and that, and this is what happened. And I think that's awesome. So thank you so much. Anything that I missed that you would like to say to the listening audience before our interview is over?
I guess I would just say, you know, like we were talking about earlier, follow your heart. And sometimes that means making sacrifices, but being true to yourself is the best thing you can do for yourself.
And I think that's great advice. And I talked to people all the time in the music industry with this through the interviews. And I think that, you know, it's like little chronicles sometimes of people. Oh, I'm going to, you know, leave my hometown and go to Nashville. That's happening a lot with some of the people that I'm talking to now. And it's always tough, but, you know, they always seem pretty happy.
And you get a great story out of it. At the end of the day, like, life is this choose-your-own-adventure story. And you're writing the story of your life. And for me, it's like I don't want apathy. I don't want stagnance. I want to live. I want to leave some type of legacy that can be small within my circle. But as long as I know I'm putting myself out there, and I'm hopefully inspiring others to do the same. That's really the biggest thing for me is you know, having the conversations that inspire people to do the same thing. That's one of the biggest things I get out of it. I mean, make it happen, you know?
Yep. Well, thank you, Rachel. Have a great evening. I wish the best for you. And talk to you. We'll keep in touch. So thanks, everyone, for listening to John Talk Radio tonight. Right. And you can go on rachellondonmusic.com and go out on iTunes and buy the new single, Runnin'. So thanks, everyone. Thanks, Rachel. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks.